This is Harry Murray and Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Today, which is the 23rd of December, I'm going to do a podcast for you on the tactics we use in the large stock trout streams and the delayed harvest streams. The Virginia Commission of Game and Inland Fisheries has recently stocked many large trout in these streams. And due to the cold water, a lot of these trout are holding very, very deeply in the deepest pools. And that's the area we're going to catch most of these fish. And the tactic I teach with the nymphs is one that I find most effective on all these. This is a method that we call the Brooks method, which Charlie taught me back in the 70s. And if you can find any of Charlie Brooks' old book, I would strongly encourage you to get it and learn what Charlie's saying in there. His book, Nymph Fishing for Larger Trout, is just superb. Okay, now, Brooks made himself a fast-sinking 30-foot head to fish these because the water on the Madison was very, very fast, still is very fast. Hole number 2 and 3 up there behind the barns and further on down into the river is fast water. So Brooks felt he needed a 30-foot fast-sinking head to fish these. Now, I use the same method, and I teach the same method in my schools. However, our streams are not that big and they're not that fast, so I use a floating line. And to get away from the Brooks name, so you don't get confused with exactly what Brooks is doing there, I call it swing nymphing. Now, the tactic is the same, exactly what Charlie taught me. Now, this method will enable you to get your flies deeper with a floating line than any other method you can use. In addition to that, you're going to have a very high percentage of hook fish because with this method, you can feel the strike. Now, the first thing I do in this is set myself up right beside the portion of the stream that I feel will hold the big fish. I'll be probably 15 feet to the side of the real deep runs, and usually often this will be in the middle of the pool or the upper third of the pool possibly, because I'll work all the way down through it. All right, my first cast is about 15 feet long, and I make this up and across stream at about a 45-degree angle. Now, I allow this nymph to sink deeply on a slack line. Don't mend or you'll get strikes and you don't know you need them, but you let the nymph sink on a slack line. Now, I rely on my two scientific angler indicators on my bright butt leader to help me know when I've got that nymph down deeply. I don't like any other indicators because they float and play tug-of-war with the nymph, but those SA indicators here are not used strictly as strike indicators. They're used to let me see when I'm down deeply. So I shuck that thing up there at about a 45-degree angle, let it sink on a slack line. I watch those SA indicators and the bright butt of my leader. When those have sunk down so deeply that I can't see them, then I know I'm down deep. Now, at this point, I remove all of the slack line with my line hand and with the fly rod high out over the stream at about a 45-degree angle, I swing it downstream ahead of these drifting nymphs. I'm always very, very careful to keep a tight line between my line hand and the nymph so I can quickly feel that strike and then instantly set the hook. Now, after I've run it down through there, successive casts are made about a foot or so longer, still up and across at about a 45-degree angle. Same routine, let it sink deeply. Once you're down in there, then let it swing down through the pool. And I'll continue this tactic until I've covered all the good water in front of me. Then I wade downstream, pausing about every 10 feet to repeat this method. This is so easy to learn and so effective that many of the beginning students in our class catch some of their biggest fish this way. So I would strongly encourage you to brush up on this and just be real patient with it because it's very easy to learn. Now, the nymphs that we find effective on this are the new Murray's Adams nymph in a 12, Murray's Caddis larva in a 14, Murray's Dark Stonefly nymph in a 12, and the Murray's Professor nymph in a 14. So this is a very effective way to fish all of these trout streams now. Now, the Shenandoah River, all the Bass Rivers, and all of the mountain trout streams at this time are too cold for good fishing, so we're not devoting much time to that. As these streams get warmer later on in the spring, I'll come back with more podcasts telling you how to fish them and the flies to use and that thing. Now, throughout the winter, I'm going to be conducting classes in here almost every Saturday from 10 to 12. Some of them are on nymph fishing for trout. Some are on smallmouth fishing with surface bugs. Some are on fly tying. Some on casting. Oh, and I've got two new ones there I'm doing, showing all the access places on the trout streams throughout the Shenandoah National Park, and also showing the access places on the north and south fork of the Shenandoah River. So these will help you tremendously just getting going, and they're better than watching the Redskins replay here in the winter. Now, next spring, I'm going to be offering 8 different trout schools on the stream. Then starting in June, I'm going to offer 16 smallmouth bass schools. And anytime you want to sign up for these, just give us a call. We've got them all online. And if you have any questions about any of the schools, please let us know. So that sort of brings us up to what's going here a couple of days before Christmas. If you have any question on any of this, ring me at the Fly Shop here in Edinburgh at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.